This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening, everybody. It is Monday here on 180 Degrees on Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. And you are joined here with myself, Inga Stoffels, but I am not alone in studio.
I am Zoe George and I'm here in studio. Fantastic co-host I have right here, you guys. And it's going to be a fantastic show. There's no other place to be tuned in other than 7 to 9 a.m. as 180 Degrees is going to be with you for the next hour. And it's going to be a fun one.
You know, we always have fun hour here on Monday evenings because we love Mondays.
Exactly. It's a fun day.
So we have your What's Down. We have your Bible quiz. We have your health tip for the week. And we have a video. Interesting interview.
Yes, we do. There is an organization called Roots in Philippi that has just been started up and they're doing fantastic, fantastic things, you guys. If you want to hear more about what they're doing for their community, which is a lot and it's very inspiring, please stick around for this show. If you are unable to do that, please be aware that our show will be up on podcast in about 2 days and you can replay it then or send it to anyone else you'd like to also hear the show.
So, you know, you're on 180 Degrees, we bring the heat in terms of music, so enjoy this jam.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town.
So we're in the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show. On this week, we are going to be focusing on vegan restaurants because last week when we were focusing on, well, we didn't really have much of a focus. It was just restaurants in general. We got a message from a listener asking if these places had vegan options. And, you know, I have a lot of people in my life who are vegan, pescatarian, vegetarian. So, you know, they need to be able to eat at the restaurants too. Like they can't just be watching me devour this steak. Like, man, I wish I had some carrots or something. So I have three vegan or vegetarian friendly restaurants that you guys might check out. I've actually been to two of them and I am planning to go to the third one in the near future when my exams end. So the first one is the Pink Olive. Now the Pink Olive is a local restaurant found in the tranquil settings of the Stark Ayers Garden Center in the Sunningdale branch. The restaurant is open daily for breakfast, lunch, and has a very ambitious menu. They cater to all eating styles with a particular focus on veganism. You can find them at Shop 52 in Sandown Road in Sunningdale West Coast Village, and you can call them to make a reservation using the number 021-554-0535. The restaurant is open daily from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and the times change a bit on Sunday with them opening at 9 a.m. closing at 3 p.m. It is also important to note that if you have the Entertainer app, which is kind of a loyalty rewards type
my
app.
My favorite app.
Yes, they are on the Entertainer. So you can get a 2-for-1 special there with their, I believe, main meals and breakfast, which includes their vegan meals, which are quite nice. I've tried it. The next one is Cafe Prashad, another one I've been to and loved very much. Previously known as Maharaj Vegetarian, Prashad Cafe is a vegan and vegetarian restaurant, which means no meat whatsoever. Even if you beg, they don't have it. The cuisine is completely Indian and completely delicious. It is important to note that if you cannot get to their Rondebosch branch, they also have a branch in Kloof Street and in Constantia, all open from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you'd like to contact them by email, you can use hello@prashad.co.za. But if you'd like to call them, you'd have to figure out which specific branch you want to call and then just Google that number. The last one, but certainly not the least one, is the only one I have not been to, but am making serious plans to go to. And that is Vegan Street Food, found on 79 Lower Main Road in Observatory, Cape Town. Vegan Street Food is a purely vegan restaurant owned by a woman and is set to provide the Cape Town vegan community with delicious, healthy, 100% vegan food options like burgers, pies, and pizzas, just to name a few. So they really just cater for like fast food for vegans because most of the time when we think of vegan food, it's pretty healthy. But you know, vegans also want to have some junk every now and then, spoil themselves. If you would like to make a reservation, you can call them at 060-633- 9837. Or if you are living in the Observatory region, you can also find them on Uber Eats and they will deliver to you. But that is all we have for this week's What's Down in Cape Town with a specific focus on veganism. If you guys would like to hear anything in particular, you can always WhatsApp us at 081-729-1657. We always love hearing from you. Now let's just head on into the groovy movie section of the show.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
Hey.
Wap ba di da ba di bamboo.
Boom.
Time to watch the movies.
So we are in the groovy movie section of the show, you guys. However, this week's groovy movie is not from a movie, but it lasted so long that I guess I'm surprised they didn't even get a TV movie.
I am super excited for this one because, I mean, when I heard it and when I saw it, I was like, no, she didn't.
I remember when I was in high school, I was in like grade 8 and I like made some friends, you know, and they were like, oh my gosh, you have to watch this show.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, it doesn't really sound that interesting, but once I watched it, I was hooked.
It does that. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, it kind of just fizzled. It was
same.
Like, wow, let's get to a point now.
Mm-hmm. It was like plot twist, plot twist, plot twist. Mm. And I was like, you know what? My neck kind of hurts from all these plot twists. I think I'm going to take a break. And then I accidentally never came back. And apparently the ending was very subpar. But before I talk even more about this, if you guys have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, and I really, really hope you do, you can WhatsApp us the name of this movie to 081-729-1657. Alternatively, you can also SMS us at 37988. And we would love to hear from you. We always love hearing from you. But for now, you get to hear from us as you tell us what this week's groovy movie is. So listen up.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
180 Degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
So we just listened to a fantastic song. As Inga said at the beginning of the show, we bring the heat musically, like 180 Degrees.
You know it.
But we had another song that maybe wasn't as hot because it was a little slower, and it is part of this week's groovy movie section of the show. Now, a lot of you guys responded. You participated in our game. And we appreciate that. We always love hearing from you. But now it's time for us to confirm your games, your guesses. And I'm just going to give it to you straight.
I was going to say, Zoe, you are so excited.
Finding
your English.
Yeah. So this week's groovy movie was Pretty Little Liars. We played the theme song and it was... it was pretty iconic, you know, for about 7 years, you heard that in the beginning of every episode, and there were probably like 200 episodes. So it was pretty ingrained in my head, though I didn't finish it. But to all of you guys who participated and guessed, give yourselves a pat on the back because you indeed know good cinema.
Shining, that's something more than feeling.
but you're the reason I clap my hands, 'cause you're good like that. Yeah, you're good like that. The kind of joy money never could buy, the kind of peace that surpasses my mind. No, I can't explain it, no, I can't contain it.
It's just inside me. Oh, yeah.
Degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
So we are in the interview section of the show right now, and this week on 180 Degrees, we will be chatting to Elsmarie Stradom. She is the project leader at Roots, as I spoke about in the beginning of the interview. Roots is based in Philippi. It's a multi-purpose community-run center. It's a non-profit company, and it has formally opened its doors to the members of Philippi Village in Cape Town. Elsmarie, good evening. How are you doing today?
Good evening, Zoe. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us on air. We're really excited to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting us.
Well, honestly, the pleasure is all ours. I would like to ask you, how did Roots come to be?
So the center was actually conceptualized by a dedicated team led by the founder of Salt Employee Benefits, Eddie Stradom. So he was our initial sponsor. So the company Salt EB actually got involved during COVID by creating food parcels and spread all over South Africa. But this venture also made us aware of the need there is for kids in the communities and the need for a safe space for students after school while parents are still at work. So we then developed the idea of a multi-purpose center to get these kids involved and off the street so that we can equip them to then be employed in the future. Mm. So that's why we decided on a multi-purpose center, so we had different services that we would provide to them, which the main focus is for primary school students in our aftercare facility.
Mm. Wow. I love that there's a long-term like aspect to this as well, and it's not just focused on the here and now.
Yes, exactly.
And that actually brings us to the next question. Can you tell us more about your position and what exactly you do at Roots?
So me, myself and my colleague Natasha are both project leaders at Roots. So we assist the facilitation with its development as we enter the opening stage now of our facility. So we will be running the everyday activities along with the Philippi community facilitators, because the goal of the center is that it will be managed and operated by the community members themselves. So equipping them to do so is our main focus at this stage.
Wow, that's pretty interesting and very diverse. How would you say that you knew that working for and with Roots was the path that you needed to go on?
I'm actually a teacher by heart. I was a teacher for 10 years, so teaching is actually my passion. I enjoy sharing my knowledge as an educator to those so much in need for education and training at this stage.
So, you know, you said you were teacher by heart, and I always find it so amazing when your passion lines up with what you are doing or lines up with, you know, your job, but not exactly your job, but also with, you know, your activity within the community. And I would like to ask you about the NGO's mission, vision, and goals, and some of the objectives of Root. I know that's a loaded question, but just if you can share a little bit about that with us.
So our main focus is bridging the gap from school to future employment. That is our main goal. And that's obviously something we as South Africa, we need to focus on. So as an NPO, we want to extend education and development from as little as before school all the way to employment. So that is the pipeline that we are aiming for. So the center has been designed to support learners at whichever step of the educational journey they are at, but also obviously creating a love for learning. That's the main goal.
Oh, that is absolutely amazing, because that is actually, I find it's always the bridging gap between things that are the problem or that are the struggle. Because if I look at it in a church perspective as well, like if you look at youth moving over into young adults, it's that bridge that it's kind of difficult. Like, how are we going to do it? How do we get them to that side?
Yes.
Even as someone who transitions, like, I'm still going through, even though I'm a fully fledged adult, I mean, I'm almost 23 next, I'm going to be 23 next week, but I still sometimes feel like there's that growing, like, I'm still a child, but no, I actually have to start paying taxes soon. Like, what is it? So I would like to ask, how can anyone who's listening get involved with any community efforts? And do you have any big or main ones for in the near foreseeable future?
So I think because we have such a wide variety of services that we would be providing, we do encourage anyone in the community of Philippi to please reach out to our team so that if they are interested to get involved in any of our different type of services. Some people are more interested in getting involved with the children or maybe young adults with our research center. So maybe in the end I can give you just how you guys can get involved in that sense, giving you guys our Facebook page and all of that.
Yes, definitely.
But do you have any like events planned for the near future as well? That you would like
we
to
have
talk
so
about.
Many.
Oh, would you
so
like to talk about some
ones.
Of them?
Yeah. So we have holiday programs coming up, and then our resource center is for high school students as well as for young adults in the community themselves. If it's helping you with a project or signing up for a university, helping you to set up a CV, we don't want to do it for you, but we want to equip you to do it yourself. So if there's anyone that would like to get involved in any different service that we would be providing, we would like you to reach out and we can see what part of the center services would fit you best.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And you know, this next question is one of my favorites because this is more about, you know, this, I love to hear it. What is your favorite part or the best part about the work you do?
It probably sounds like I'm applying for Miss South Africa, but is giving back to the community and making a difference, no matter how small it is. Sometimes it really has to be a big gesture, but no matter how small of a difference you are making, at least it is touching someone or making a difference in one person's life. So providing the community with the possibility of creating a better life for themselves or equipping them to do so is definitely the best part of the job.
Wow. I can really tell, not just that because you were a teacher before this, but that this is definitely the industry for you and that your work and that you just genuinely have a love for your community.
Yes.
Now, I have another question that's a bit of a curveball, but I feel like you can definitely handle it. So I know that Roots is a relatively new NPO or a nonprofit company, but would you say that the COVID-19 lockdowns have affected you guys in any way, even though they happened years ago, but we're still in a pandemic? Like, I asked this question last week to a guest and she was like, well, we're still being affected by it. Like, it has ongoing effects.
No, I have to say we've been so scared, actually, because it's we're entering the unknown. So not only is it our first project that we're launching, I've never been part of a nonprofit. It's my first time. So it's everything is the unknown, and obviously entering with the pandemic, hoping that people would come out, not just to support us, but also the community themselves coming out and being a part of our center. So all of that is all the unknown, but we're just hoping for the best, and we just know that some way or another we can make a difference.
Absolutely beautiful. I always love these interviews, you know, just hearing what people are doing in the communities, not for themselves, but for the community. And how can we find Roots on social media? Where can the listeners find you? Where can they see you on social media?
So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at roots_Philippi, or you can go to our website at www.growingroots.co.za, or you can also, you're also welcome to give us a call or send us a WhatsApp. Can I give you the number?
Yes.
So 066-165-0091.
Awesome.
Now I just have one final question as we wrap things up for tonight. Do you have any advice for anyone listening, general advice for if they feel like they're stuck in between a rock and a hard place? You can just fire away.
Oh my goodness, I think at this stage with the pandemic and everything, we're all stuck in a hard place and thinking not only how you can make a difference in someone else's life, but actually our own. I think charity actually starts at home. But in this case, I just feel if you want to do something that, like what we're doing with the community, is just always communicating with each other and finding out what you can do together to uplift each other. Your attitude always makes a big difference, and it's up to us how we get up every day. The decision-making, everything we make each day depends on our own mindset. So focusing on your mindset and always setting your best foot forward for yourself and not anyone else, and it will just streamline from there.
Sure. What a way to get into the week.
Wise words.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Alzmarie, for this fantastic interview, for those words of wisdom, and just for generally doing what you do for the community. It's people like you that really make a difference in the world that we live in, and this society that we live in can use all the help it can get. So it really thanks people like you for just existing and going through with your dreams and passions.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But it's also the community. I mean, we're doing this for them, and they also have all the abilities that we have.
Yes.
They just need the access to it. So I think that's also our main goal.
No, definitely. Like, I hear all these stories about sometimes we say XYZ is the most talented person in this field, but they just had the access to the right opportunities at the right time. Like, if we all had equal opportunities in this world, who even knows what our society would look like? It's honestly amazing. But thank you so much, Alzmarie.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us.
No, the pleasure was all ours. Good evening, and we'll see you around.
Thank you. Bye.
So that was Alzmarie Stradon, project leader at Roots in Philippi, and what an interview.
Sure. You know, I absolutely love hearing when people's passion, when they're just operating in their passion, and it's for the kingdom, and it's bringing in souls, it's bringing opportunities, it is just, you know, it's just bringing love and showing love to the communities. So for those of you that have missed out maybe on the social media links, and we're hoping that we would repeat it, you can find them on roots_Philippi. That is on Facebook and on Instagram. And their website is growingroots.co.za. You can contact them on rootsphilippi@gmail.com, or you can give them a call on 066-165-0091.
So I think you guys should reach out to them. They're doing amazing work. Even if you just want to see what they're doing, it's fantastic.
If you'd like to get involved.
Yeah, totally. But let's just head on into the Mystery Bible Quiz. Mystery Bible Quiz.
So we are in the Mystery Bible Quiz. As you could hear from the Pink Panther. So this is where we get your brain juices flowing. Mm-hmm. And this week's Bible quiz sounds a little like this. Guys, please, can I just please also note that we do not always give difficult ones or easy ones. Sometimes it sounds easy, but you don't know what to expect with the answer. So I'm not going to say much, but I'm just going to get into this next question.
It's like a test paper, you know. It can all be difficult because some people, you know, you need to test a different area. I didn't mean it like that, but you know, the entire test can't be like level X questions.
The entire test can't be multiple choice.
Exactly.
Okay, so the Bible quiz question goes like this. Who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby?
Ooh.
So I'm going to repeat that. It is who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby. You can send us your answers on 081-729-1657. That's 081-729-1657. We look forward to hearing from you. And yeah, if you think you know the answer, send us that text.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
So before we listen to that banger of a tune, I'm trying to speak like Zoe, guys, but it's not working for me. So we asked you a question, and the question was, who recognized Jesus as the Messiah when he was presented at the temple as a baby? And the answer is, okay, so Zoe asked, wasn't it his aunt? I just need to put that out there.
She's just exposing me. But I was like, in my mind, I was like, it's probably his aunt, right? But then I think she was the one who's, let me not even say so any more inaccuracy.
Let's not speculate. So the answer was Simeon, and you can find that answer in the book of Luke. Ooh. I'm not going to tell you where, so you should just read the whole book, you know? So that answer is Simeon, and it can be found in Luke. So if you got that right, you can give yourself a pat on the back. But for now, we are going to go into our happy health tip for the week.
Yeah, I'm like super excited for this one. I'm actually glad that you confirmed the Bible quiz because I genuinely thought that it was his aunt. And then someone was like, it was a king. And then I was like, well, we can't both be right. But then we were both wrong.
So the happy health tip for this week, we are going to be speaking about happy health tips for the digestive system. Something not a lot of people want to talk about or would like to talk about. And yeah, I'm just going to get right into it. The first tip is eat a high fiber diet. You know, when I hear digestive system, I just think of fiber. I think that's the thing that's going to make it healthy. But one of the best ways to improve your digestive health is by maintaining a diet that is high in fiber and rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. This keeps the normal process of digestion running smoothly, helping to prevent constipation and maintain a healthy weight.
Ooh.
Number two, be sure you are getting both soluble and insoluble fiber. These help your digestive system in different ways. Insoluble fiber can't be digested by your body, but serves the purpose of adding bulk to your stools and thus enabling food and waste products of to pass through your gut. Soluble fiber, on the other hand, draws in water and helps prevent stools that are too liquid. Next is minimize your intake of foods high in fat. Okay, so fatty foods tend to slow down the digestive process, which can lead to constipation. Nevertheless, you do need some fat in your diet, so try to pair them with high fiber foods to make it easier to digest. So select lean meats. You need protein as part of a healthful diet. But you also need to avoid fatty cuts of meat that tend to make digestion difficult. Choose lean cuts of meat such as skinless poultry or pork loin. It's not only better for your digestive tract, but it is also more healthy for your heart.
And delicious.
Next one is add probiotics to your diet. You know, I've heard this before and I've never done it, like adding probiotics to my diet. But if you don't know what these are microorganisms that are the same type of healthy bacteria naturally present in your digestive tract. So probiotics help keep your entire body healthy by counteracting the effects of a poor diet, antibiotics, and stress.
Hmm.
So probiotics will help with that stress. Next one is follow a regular eating schedule. Now this one I have experienced. Right. So eating breakfast, lunch, dinner and snacks around the same time each day allow for proper digestion of your food. When you don't eat at consistent times, it causes your stomach to overwork, which often results in bloating and indigestion.
Oh, wow.
You know, because sometimes you think, what is it that I ate? I didn't eat anything funny. I didn't eat anything weird, but I just feel weird. But maybe you're eating at like 10 o'clock the evening and yesterday you ate at 7 o'clock the evening. So it's not saying be strict, but it's saying try to maintain a constant eating schedule. And the final one, we all know this one. We all love this one.
Drink plenty of water. I knew it.
Drink plenty of water. Keeping yourself hydrated is essential to your digestive health. That is because fiber draws water into your colon to create bulkier yet softer stools, which allow them to pass through more easily. So that was the happy health tip for this week, you know, just to improve that digestive system. You don't need to do everything. You can try one thing, but I think the one thing that we all know is let's drink water and get some rest.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And just like that, we've come to the end of yet another hour.
Right? It's crazy how quickly the time just goes by.
My Monday nights are just too quick with you guys.
Right?
Too quick.
I like blink them away. I spend like the week looking forward to them.
Mm.
And then when it happens, it's so quick. It's like, wow, did that really just happen that quickly? I don't know about y'all, but that's how I feel every Monday.
But this has been 180 Degrees.
Signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.